Hello, you 11s. This is Miss Meeks with her favourite...
Mama Tickers.
...favourite students for another insightful podcast. This time we're going to be learning about the character of Gerald Croft. So over to Miranda and Everton.
He's an upper class.
He's an upper class.
I'm not even going to buzz you, really. You know what you're doing.
His status is upper class.
Okay, so he is above the Burling family, isn't he? Okay, why is that significant in this play?
It's significant because...
He went to society,
see? Arthur Burling needs him so he can, so Arthur can become...
Upper Burling needs who?
Well, I'm just going to cut you off there. So it's significant because this is a play about the difference in class. Okay, so the social structure is one of the main themes. And I think the point you were trying to make was that Burling wants to use this relationship between Gerald and Eva. Gerald and Sheila, sorry.
Sheila.
Okay, go on, carry on then, guys.
But I feel that Gerald Croft... represents like a number of different things.
Okay.
So some of which could be honesty.
Right.
Because towards the end he was very honest, but then he was reluctant to like kind of admit to what he has done. But then there's also deceit.
Okay. Why? Where does he deceive either characters or the audience?
Well, he deceives the characters and the audience.
Okay.
Because nobody would have expected him to be or to have a mistress, because back in those times, it was very unlikely for someone of his social status to even involve himself with that kind of business. But
we're celebrating the engagement of Sheila and Gerald. That's the setting that we're in right now. The reason why the Burling family have got together is to celebrate this. And so the fact that as the story goes on, we learn that actually he has been cheating on her, kind of shows this underhand side to his personality, that perhaps he's not the perfect match for Sheila that Mr. Burling thinks.
That's him taking his social status for granted, to be honest.
Like, good.
He just shows arrogance and, to be honest, just aloof.
Yeah, and I think probably men that of that class probably feel that they can use people and they can get away with things like that.
But then I feel that that's true, but then I also feel that he is, like, being portrayed as a very stereotypical manly figure.
Yeah.
Like, for example, he's very calm and collected, he's relaxed, he knows how to handle his drink. But on the other hand, Eric is the complete opposite of that. So it kind of shows, you could say, manlyhood or his,
Well, yeah, he's kind of in the middle, isn't he? So he's certainly more responsible than Eric. He's certainly more aware of his role and things like that. But he's kind of that bridge between the old and the young. Miranda, anything to add?
I think Gerald is not simply bad or good. He's a complex character and confident, but also stubborn. And the inspector points out his hypocrisy.
Right. Are there any quotes that we want to remember for Gerald?
He said, "I wasn't telling you a complete lie."
So, "I wasn't telling a complete lie." What does that show us about his acceptance of responsibility?
So even though he told the truth about his affair...
He's very reluctant to accept his own responsibility.
He thinks he's done nothing wrong.
Good. And that's similar to who?
Mr.
Berg. Good. But it's different to who?
Eric
and Sheila. Excellent.
So he's obviously in the middle between those, I would say social classes, I would say age gaps, to be honest.
But speaking about Arthur and Gerald, his future looks an awful like Arthur Burling.
Well, yeah, because we know that they have similar factories, similar companies.
Like Gerald agrees with politics and women, same as Mr. Burling.
Yeah, he's kind of like a mini Arthur, isn't he? An Arthur in the making. He's used to being in control. He agrees with Burling on all of his ideas about politics and women. He like laughs at his jokes.
Yeah. Sorry to interrupt you.
Go on.
But I think that was the intent of Priestley.
I agree.
So, for example, like, he portrayed him in such a way that the audience could... Because the audience have mixed emotions toward Gerald.
Good.
Because, for example, they won't necessarily sympathise with him because he had a privileged upbringing, being the son of Sir and Lady George Croft.
Yeah.
So they won't necessarily sympathise with him, but due to his honesty towards the end of the play, or as the play progressed, it develops like a sense of sympathy that the audience could have towards him.
Yeah, I think that he hasn't mistreated Eva as obvious a way as some of the other people.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, he has used her slightly. You know, obviously, him having an affair with her is not pleasant. But I don't think there's malice behind his intentions. And I also think he's certainly saddened by the death of Eva. But he doesn't feel that his actions are wrong. So that's where we kind of get him being in the middle, because yes, he's sad about Eva, but he doesn't take responsibility for what he's done. He is very business-minded, and he kind of, he definitely isn't going to be the sort of socialist future that Priestley's hoping for. And we see that much more with characters like Sheila and Eric, who sort of say things like, you know, that they're not cheap labour, they're people. Whereas we've got Gerald, who's of the exact same business mind, and says to Arthur, you couldn't have done anything else, when he talks about sacking Eva, sorry. Good.
He's also the first character to use the word hoax.
Oh, so actually he's quite intelligent, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Because he's the one who kind of brings the news, the kind of relief, this release of tension at the end of the play.
Yeah, when Inspector leaves, he says, and I think he says, I will get to the bottom of this, I'll find out who the inspector really is.
He shows he is intelligent and rational.
Yeah, he is intelligent and he is rational, and that's that definitely comes across. What about this quote here? Everything's all right now, Sheila.
Oh, that's at the end.
What does that tell us?
He's telling Eva.
Just because
the truth's been set for free, that he's told the truth. He thinks that even though he told the truth, he could maybe get her back.
Good.
And become a husband to her.
So this happens sort of at the end when, you know, they believe that, as you said, the quote, hoax. They believe that the inspector has been playing a prank on them. They don't think that this is genuine. They don't think that someone has died. So from that, you can see that he doesn't accept responsibility. Everything's all right now, Sheila. Well, actually, no, it isn't. You've admitted to having an affair for the whole of last summer, which we know Sheila was suspicious about. She mentions it at the start of the story. So that kind of shows that the only thing he's concerned about really is the reputation of himself and the family. And because that's
just
safe...
Just like Arthur Burling.
Yeah, just like Arthur Burling. What else? Anything else about Gerald that you'd want to talk about?
He's an eligible bachelor.
Good. He's an eligible bachelor. Why? What does Burling say about him?
Well, I just think he just gets on well with Mr. Burling and he just tries to impress Sybil.
Mr. Burling clearly prefers, I wouldn't say prefers, but clearly favours Gerald over Eric.
Definitely.
Yeah.
That could be because of their similarities, their shared opinions and etc.
He seemed like a good catch.
Yeah, and he says that he's sort of just the kind of son-in-law a man hopes for. He says something along those lines.
He's saying that that's the son he always wanted.
Well, not only that's the son he always wanted, but it also shows that he views this match with his daughter to be more of a business arrangement than perhaps a love interest, and that's significant. Okay. Yeah.
Gerald has the ability to separate with his public respectable image from secret private act, something Eric don't get a hang of.
Okay. Would you elaborate there? What does that mean?
It means that Gerald's... Like, he can... So you know how he can... First, he cares about his reputation at first.
Yeah.
Then he could care about something else, or like his affair with Eva.
So, well, I think it's more that he's actually found a way to manipulate a situation so that his wrongdoings doesn't affect his reputation. So he's been able to be sneaky about it. Whereas with Eric, Eric's not very good at hiding what's going on. You know, he gets drunk. Good. He can't keep himself contained. That's excellent. Okay, what about this relationship between Sheila and Gerald? What do we think it's... What do we think about the relationship and the dynamic?
I feel the relationship is somewhat forced, in a way. Because I feel that the opinions of her parents is really the glue of their relationship, or what's keeping them together.
Yeah, possibly. Yeah. And she seems very naive at the start, doesn't she? And when he, you know, gives her that diamond ring, suddenly it's like, ooh.
But then when the true colours of her family members and Gerald are revealed, she then, the naivety begins... Goes.
Fate. Well, she's the first person really to cotton on to what the inspector's doing. Mm-hmm. The quote sort of at the end that she says to Gerald, and we're in suspense kind of at the end of Act One, because she says, "You fool, he knows." Not only does that show that she is astute in understanding what's going on, but also it kind of shows she's kind of standing up to Gerald there, being like, you're going to get found out, so there's no point, you may as well come clean.
Yeah.
And I think,
even though that was in private, it shows her honesty.
Good, and I think she doesn't really take any prisoners. Right. And at first you see that she is the typical woman who, you know, does what her husband asks and is adoring and moves away when the men talk business. Mm-hmm. But certainly towards the end she is a lot stronger. She does admire the instructor. She's a lot stronger, and their relationship is very, very fractured at the end. Do you think that if there were to be an Inspector Calls 2, you would see Sheila and Gerald together?
No. Sheila would be the inspector.
I mean, okay.
Think about it. Even though...
The inspector disappears.
I know, but I'm just saying Sheila would be the inspector, so she would be like...
The well, I feel there's a possibility.
Look, there's evidence as well. She revealed that Eric's is drinking, and she said... There's no point of lying. She'll find out.
Anyway, I feel there's a possibility of them getting back together, because she gives him a chance. Towards the end, she says that she, I feel like she withdrew the engagement, but she still left like kind of opportunity or hope for Gerald to redeem himself.
Perhaps, and perhaps, you know, the audience, as you know, the audience isn't meant to hate Gerald.
Yeah.
They're just meant to see that actually he's going, he's on the wrong track to become more like Arthur, which is not what we want. Okay. All right. Anything else you want to add?
How about Gerald?
Yeah.
Um,
let's go with no. Hope that was helpful.